It's a very warm, very humid, and in some spots stormy afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are up and the humidity levels are up from yesterday, and right now dew points are hovering around 70. That's the threshold for a tropical feel, and there's not going to be much to change that humidity level over the next few days, so we're going to line up several very humid days in a row. So we're not breaking the humidity. We are breaking the heat briefly in spots this afternoon as some thunderstorms have developed. Of course, temperatures drop when the heavy rain comes through. But with every thunderstorm, we have concerns. Lightning is always a concern with thunderstorms. The storms today have a lot of moisture in them because the air is so humid, and they're not moving very quickly. So that means that flooding is going to be a concern as we go through the late afternoon hours into early this evening. So be careful on the roads. Of course, heavy rain is a hazard on its own, but when we have these downpours, some pockets of flooding are going to be a threat. And if you have a basement that is prone to flooding, you might want to keep an eye on that as well. And there is also the potential for some severe storms, meaning damaging wind gusts and or large hail are a possibility. The most likely areas for that would be across the north, but even down to the south, there's a chance for an isolated, strong or severe thunderstorm. Any showers and storms will end during this evening, and it's going to be a very humid night, a very stuffy feel tonight, with some areas of locally dense fog. Temperatures will be in the 60s to around 70. And tomorrow is going to be a classic hot and humid summer day. Temperatures will be up into the low 90s in most areas, and the humidity is going to be high as well. So that means the heat index, or feels like temperatures, will be well up into the 90s to near 100 in our valley locations, and that has prompted heat advisories for much of our area tomorrow. The thunderstorm chances are not particularly high tomorrow. The upper atmosphere is not going to be as favorable for storm development, but there's still the chance for a couple of passing storms. And then Friday into Saturday, there's a chance that a storm will come up the East Coast and bring some rain. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, thunderstorms ending, warm and very humid with patchy dense fog, lows in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, chance for an isolated thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, thunderstorms will end, warm and very humid with patchy dense fog, lows in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, chance for an isolated thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, thunderstorms ending, warm and very humid with patchy dense fog, lows in the 60s to around 70, and for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, chance for an isolated thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, thunderstorms ending, warm and very humid with patchy dense fog, lows in the 60s to around 70, and for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds with rain developing, rain could be heavy, highs in the 80s, and on Saturday, very humid with scattered downpours and thunderstorms, and highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.